Turns out, more people are reporting confrontations between humans and owls in Washington and Oregon. Yes, you heard that right. Confrontations between humans and owls. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz looked into this.
Kirsten Matheson was walking alone in the woods by her home in Hansville, Washington, when she was attacked.
I was walking on my driveway and something, you know, swiped my head. Then I ducked and looked up and this owl that I had have seen before over the last couple of years.
This particular owl is white with gray feathers, a sharp beak, and sharper talons. She waited a few minutes and walked back to head home. The owl wasn't having it.
It flew back around and it got me in the back of the head. There was a lot of screaming.
She said it was like being punched by someone with rings on. To avoid the owl's wrath, Matheson ceded one part of her property to the owl for a week before walking even close to the bird's territory. But then, a week later, the owl attacked again.
And that time it got me behind the ear. That one was worse. There was more deeper cuts.
She had seen this owl before and never had any issues like this. What was going on? It turns out that barred owls have been blamed for several similar attacks in the Pacific Northwest. At least one park in SeaTac, Washington, warned visitors of the area's aggressive owl that attacked several people.
I've been told that I must have, it's a bad omen, that I just should be on the lookout for something else to happen.
The reality is slightly less interesting, according to wildlife biologist Jonathan Slott. He works with the Wildlife Conservation Society.
They're aggressive owls, and they're highly territorial.
Barred owls like to nest in the cavities of trees.
Like any reduction in available habitat for breeding would put them in closer proximity to the humans.
So what does that mean for Matheson in the short term?
It's not like forever for her life she's doomed. With humans, it's certainly not predatory behavior, but it's certainly a territorial aggression.
Jacqueline Diaz on the Owl Beat, NPR News.